Jeff, thank you for joining us. We're starting off with news of an area baby boot camp set to close its doors. What can you tell us about what is going to happen with this child care facility in the area?
So Baby Boot Camp is a business that's been occupying a county, Grant County-owned building in Silver City and offering child care services for infants, toddlers, pre-K kids, and really, you know, was the only, was rather, they closed their doors last Friday, was the only child care facility in the area with extended hours, year-round child care, and that increasingly hard to find infant and toddler care.
Okay, so what's going to happen with early childhood care in the area? What options do folks have now?
So it's kind of almost an emergency measure. At the last Grant County Commission meeting, commissioners went ahead and approved a contract with El Grito Early Learning Center, and that's one of the main child care companies here, I guess you'd call it. It's a nonprofit, but El Grito Early Learning Center has infant, toddler, and pre-K care, just not the same hours and quite the same services as Baby Boot Camp did. And they offered to step in and take over this county-owned building. Commissioners were sort of, this was sort of thrust on them suddenly, you know, in the same week that Baby Boot Camp is closing. So the 32 families that were getting services from Baby Boot Camp are going to, they've lost their child care for now, but El Grito has pledged, along with the county, to get this building, which has some deferred maintenance issues, up to code and running as a child care center within about a month. So stay tuned.
All right. Now we're going to move on and talk about feral cattle now in the Gila National Forest. This has been an issue that officials have been trying to deal with.
And that's right. Area ranchers in and around the Gila National Forest learned that the U.S. Forest Service was planning to use Wildlife Services, which is an arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Forest Service, to usually does predator control. They were going to bring them in to essentially shoot up to 250 feral cattle. These are unbranded cattle in a fairly concentrated part of the Gila National Forest, part in the wilderness district of the forest, partly in the wilderness area, the Gila wilderness area. Ranchers heard about this and just, you know, they were shocked. They said it goes against tradition. You know, they might end up shooting branded cattle along with unbranded cattle, even though there are not supposed to be any branded cattle in that area of the forest. However, the Forest Service, which had been planning to start this operation in May, changed their mind, and they're thinking that the shooting could be kind of a cleanup measure. But first, they're going to go back to the traditional way of doing this, which is to hire cowboys to go in, rope up the cattle, and bring them out of the forest.
Okay, we'll see what happens with that issue. I want to move on and talk about our final issue in the report, and we just have about 30 seconds left, and that is elections are changing in the area this fall. What can you tell us about what is in store for the area?
Yeah, the Daily Press is really encouraging folks in the community here in Grant County to consider running for office. There are quite a number of positions that are going to be on the local election ballot this November, and you can learn all about those and how to file for candidacy, what running a campaign is like, and even learn some shared experiences from current elected officials at our Candidate 101 workshop. That's 5:30 p.m. this Thursday, August 5th, in the game room of the Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery. Free appetizers for anybody who participates.
All right. Jeff, thanks for updating us this week. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.